Nick Heemond, hello.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Rhode Island's Education Commissioner Ken Wagner is backing a plan to add about 2,000 students at Achievement First schools in Providence over the next 10 years. Some state and city studies suggest that could deduct anywhere between $28 and $35 million a year from Providence public schools. One city councilor has warned this would be devastating. Is this true?
Well, I don't know whose numbers are right. Whether they're 35 or 28 million, I could tell you that we can't afford in Providence to lose $1 million. And I think if you also look at what's happening nationally with the proposed incoming Secretary of Education, who plans to turn Title I funds into school voucher programs, that's another $28 million. And in a district that's been level funded at the city level, we're very, very tight in Providence, and we have a lot of challenges that we need new programs, we need new technology, we need innovative thinking in the city, and that all costs money. And certainly for the 25,000 kids we educate, less resources is not a good thing, and it's very, very concerning to us.
So if the State Council on Elementary and Secondary Education were to approve this expansion proposed for Achievement First, what will be the real tangible impact on Providence's other public schools?
We have growing populations in our most challenging areas. Our English language learners, we call them ELL students, our special education students. And then in the subset of the English language, we also have what we call newcomer students. And these are students that come to us during the school year with no formal education in their home country. So we might be getting them as kindergartners. We might be getting them as seniors in high school. And they don't know how to hold a pencil. They've never had any education of any kind. And we need new programming in all those areas. So we're very, very challenged in addressing those needs. And we need more ELL teachers. So the funding, some of the breakdowns of what we could use that money for, that 35, 28 million, could be 61 new English language educators, because not all of our teachers are certified in that area. It's 9,000 Chromebooks. It's new 250 smart boards. When you add up that money, that's what we could potentially use it for. Every dollar that goes out in Providence into the charter school system is a dollar that we don't have to educate our children. And the important thing is, you might hear people critical of our school system say, well, the money follows the child to the school, but they're taking kids at a proportion that does not enable us to close buildings, does not really necessitate laying off staff. So if you're taking one child out of a classroom, I still have to pay the teacher. I still have to pay the legacy costs. I still have to pay the pension, the health care. I still have to keep the lights on.
Nick Heemond, Rhode Island's education commissioner, has said Providence needs to step up its game, that students don't have time to wait for schools that have struggled for decades to get better. And he says this is a way to help thousands of students get a chance for a better future. It's kind of hard to argue with that.
I have nothing but good things to say about Achievement First. I supported the initial Achievement First application when I was first coming onto the school board back in 2011. But the kids that remain, the 24,000 we still have, I don't know that it's a good thing to take resources away from those kids. We need a newcomers academy. We have 245 newcomers in our district, which is essentially half or a third of a school. And we don't have a place to really educate them all together and transitioning them out. The state could partner with us in that. The state could partner with us in professional development. The state could partner with us in converting our buildings to modern educational institutions. But really, that's not been the conversation we've had. It's just been very negative. I found the comments in the journal last week from the commissioner basically saying, well, Providence, if they want to improve, that's their problem. The State Department of Education's job should be to support school change, to support success in schools. Anybody can wag a finger from the sideline, and unfortunately, that seems to be the approach they've taken in the city. But we have a lot of great ideas. We have great people. We have great innovation. We're just hoping that someone will come and support us and work with us.
I know it's frustrating for Providence parents who keep wondering, when are the city schools going to get better? Nick Heemond, what's your prescription? What do you think it's going to take?
Well, you know, I'm not on the school board to promote low-achieving schools or to promote stagnation. I think they are getting better. They're just not getting better fast enough. We had improvement in our scores in 21 out of 22 elementaries in English in the ELA testing. We had improvement in 22 out of 22 elementary schools on math. So the growth is there. But if you look at the state English language scores are only 38%, and ours are about 20%. So I don't think anybody has anything to brag about anywhere in this state when it comes to the achievement of children, one-third of our population is learning the language. So that accounts, I think, for some of the difference in the test scores.
But Nick Heeman, still, you have these schools like Achievement First that come in, and in a relatively short amount of time, they seem to be helping students achieve test scores way beyond what their peers are achieving at the neighborhood school down the street.
Well, I think Achievement First is the most successful charter school. And I visited them, and I've been in their building and in their classrooms. And the first thing you notice is there are two teachers in every classroom. I would love to do that in Providence. Sign me up. But you're going to have to send me probably $100 million in state funding in order to do that. They have a tremendous level of parent engagement, as you know. The parents have to sign an agreement when they go there, and their expectations are high. And I think they do very well. But other charter schools struggle. So much of this has been an us versus them conversation that I don't think is appropriate. You're talking about a school board in a city that supported Achievement First. And it really is unfortunate because it does hurt parents' image of the district. Harvard University's School of Education master's program has recognized Providence for innovative practices and selected us as one of six districts in the country that's really tackling the problem of urban education in the right way, and they're supporting our work. The Council of Great City Schools has invited us down to their conference to give presentations on best management practices and the things that we're doing. This year we did one presentation. Next year we're probably doing four. We've demonstrated a willingness to step outside of the box. Our teachers' union is very, very willing to partner with us on stepping outside of the traditional frameworks, working a longer day in certain buildings, adjusting hiring practices in certain buildings that are in need of reform. And when we get that buy-in from everybody, you see success. I would point to Pleasant View Elementary. We had brought in a great principal. Dr. Gareth Field worked with her faculty. She had some flexibility under the hiring, but she kept mostly everybody there and just changed the culture. And that's our fastest improving school. I would hope that the commissioner, once we get through this process, would tone down the rhetoric a little bit and turn up the support for us.
Well, Nick Heeman is the chair of the Providence Public School Board. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
I'm happy to be here.